Good morning. This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
Well, good morning, PCB. This is KC2PET.
K2PCB, this is KE2GEQ. Hey, good morning, and it's Friday.
Well, I hear KC2PET. I hear KE2GDQ. Good morning, good morning. Getting the gang back together on a Friday before we kick off the weekend. Very nice. How's everyone doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing just fine. I'm just getting on the Broadway here. Very chilly this morning for me. I'm not, you know me, I'm not a cold person. I like the warmth. But, yeah, it's coming. It's coming. I know a lot of people like the fall. So, storms are Brad.
Okay, maybe Brad didn't hear that. I don't know. See, Brad, if he hears this. I was looking into the whole lottery thing since the jackpot is up there for the Powerball. And you know how we were talking about the increase in the tickets. It's the Mega Millions, if I have this right, that went from $2 to $5. And it's the Powerball, which I believe is the one that's up there. Hopefully I don't have that reversed. It'd stay at $2. So it's only $2 for a chance to get at that $1 billion something. I don't think anybody won. I think there's another drawing coming up. So, man, $2. I already spent a couple bucks on it. I might get another one. I don't know.
Yeah, that Powerball is up there. And I think the next drawing is tomorrow night. So, yeah, I'll buy a ticket, $1.7 billion. It's worth it.
Well, it used to be a dollar in a dream. Now I guess it's $2 in a dream. And somebody once said that I had heard, you know, even if you don't win, the positive energy, dopamine response you get from just pondering about what it would be like if you did win, that could be worth the $2 there in and of itself.
Maybe, yeah. Because I've bought a couple tickets that it's up there, and Karen and I've talked about what it'd be like to win that kind of money. What would we do with it? And it's been fun.
Yeah, I don't feel any pleasure or dopamine from winning. Never kicks in for me. I just like, oh man, look, I just lost a dollar. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I got a cop riding right next to me here, so I'm gonna let you guys chat for a minute.
All right. So Popo's after Travis. Good morning to you, Brad. What's your plans for this weekend? You got any shooting plans? I know our chicken barbecue is this weekend for the fire department, so that's going to be my deal for the weekend. And also, Evelyn's got a birthday party coming up. That's Saturday at the Bennington Lanes. Take a ride out to Bennington and go play a little bowling. You still in there, Brad?
Go ahead, KC2PET. I'm still here.
All right. I was explaining my weekend. My daughter's got a bowling birthday party. She's going to Bennington Lanes out in Benton. You might know where that is. But I got that party this weekend, and I'm going to be all day Sunday at the fire department. I'm going to be our chicken barbecues this Sunday. So I will be busy doing that. I think we're, I don't know what your gun club sells. We do about 1,000 chickens. What's your chicken throughput for the gun club?
Yeah, Ross, I didn't catch anything you said there, Ross. It was there was a lot of flutter on it.
It sounds like something might be degrading with your configuration there, Brad. I know in the recent communications with you and I, and now with Ross and yourself, and I shouldn't say that. Are you hearing me consistently, Russ?
Yep, and I can hear Brad no problem either.
Yeah, something's up. Something's goofy.
All right, give it another try, Brad. See what it sounds like now. Sounds like a Verizon commercial. Can you hear me now, Brad? Can you hear me now? My radio's all the way up, too. I'm at 50 watts.
Yeah, I can hear you now. The last time, on your last transmission, it was just a lot of flutter. I could hear bits and pieces of what you were trying to say, which hasn't been unusual. That's been like that pretty much since we started. I just don't know how close you are right now.
So, Brad, did you ever put a SWR meter on that that antenna after that was installed?
Yeah, I think so myself, Travis. Yeah, Brad, I'm actually pretty close to you now. I'm on camera, so I don't know if you still hear me or not.
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good now, Ross.
All right. Travis did ask you, do you guys ever have a pro SWR meter on that? And then your setup, see what you get for SWR.
SWR meter on this, this system.
I know it'd be kind of hard for you to do that because you got that FMA connector on there. I don't know. Travis, do you have anything to adapt your SWR meter to SMA?
Yeah, I'd have to find the SWR meter. But yeah, we can adapt that.
So I think you have the same one as I have, right? The MFJ, I don't know what the model number is, but I think it starts out as an N connector, and then I think you adapt to that. I have a whole bunch of adapters, but I don't think I have one that goes to SMA.
Yeah, I'd have to dig around, but I'm pretty sure I do. Yeah, we can come up with one of those. Both of my meters are SO239, but I remember I had two meters. One was maybe more inaccurate than the other, and I think I might have labeled them. Question is, where are they? I'm sure they're out in the garage in a shoebox somewhere of radio stuff. I would just have to locate it. I guess maybe a simple thing to do is just go through and double check all your connections and nothing came loose. Cables didn't twist because it pulled in or was loose in there or anything. Let's start with the simple stuff.
It's been around for a while. The battery's corroded inside it, so it's probably time for a new one. It's getting pretty shot anyway, but it does still work. So I could probably lend it to Brad, or you can lend his. I don't care who, but it'd probably be nice to see what his SWR is.
Oh, I apologize. I was doubling with you, Ross. Referring to the meter or an analyzer?
I was referring to the antenna analyzer to the nice little colored screen ones. I've been eyeballing those for a while, so I'm gonna look at one, getting one of those for Christmas. But it'd be interesting to see what Brad's SWR is between. I don't care if it's my meter or yours, but mine's pretty old. I'm sure it still works, but I haven't used it in a while. But yeah, we should give him a meter, see what he comes up with for SWR.
Yeah, I know timing's going to be tight. I think he said he's leaving Wednesday. I'll see what I can come up with over the weekend, and we can get it over to him. But in the meantime, I would just double-check connections, make sure all of his crimps aren't pulling loose, because I would think he'd be doing better than that.
KZ2NVM, good morning. I don't know if I'm going to double-trip over someone. I have a Nano NVA, if that'll help.
Okay, so I don't recognize that that model number. Can you learn me on what that is, Jeff? K2PCB?
Nano VNA is a small spectrum analyzer. It's got SMA connectors coming off of it and a touch screen. It's about the size of, say, a credit card, maybe a little bit bigger, but 100 times thicker.
So that should work for him, if you want to lend it to him.
I don't know, lending Brad stuff, that seems kind of sketchy.
Yeah, I was just doing a quick Google search, and went to the Amazon site for that, and that looks like it could be quite perfect. At least for analyzing the antenna. Interesting.
There is a very steep learning curve on that device. I don't even know how to use most of it. There is a cheat sheet that someone gave me, and I guess he's like, but excuse me, find that. But it'll do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I can see that definitely being fun to play with. You're right. It's probably going to be a bit of a learning curve. Maybe between both. Maybe we can pull together a power and SWR meter for just testing the basics, make sure nothing extreme is going wrong. And, then maybe utilizing that thing be a good assessment of the system. All right. It's already 6:43. Oh, my goodness.
Plus, I have access to stuff at the club, W2SO, if for power meters and such. You can always think of that.
Yeah, all good options. And I'd definitely like to find mine. I know I've got the analyzer, but just like this thing, there's a little bit of a learning curve to it. I think just the regular SWR meter is a good start and easy, very, very easy to... to use. So see if I can locate that. I'm sure it's around somewhere. I'll have to put it on my list to find this weekend. All right, I've got 6:45, so I'm gonna have to skedaddle. I'll say 73 and wish you guys a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. This is K2PCB.
All right, see you in there, Travis. So Brad, did you catch all that?